Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Janavala Bhagirivara Dhari Jaya Gopi Janavala Bhagirivara Dhari Yashodana Dhana Braja Janaranjana Yashodana Braja Janaranjana Yashodana Braja Janaranjana Yashodana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Haribol, Haribol, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda 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 Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda श्री श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय जगत गुरु शिल प्रभुपाद की जय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल निगमकल्पतरुरगलितं फलं सुखमुकादमृता द्रवसंयुतं विपद भागवतं रसमालयं मुहुरहो रसिका भुवि भावका नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततोर्जयं मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
हरे कृष्ण रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 The Signs of God, chapter number 9. Prahlada pacifies the Lord with prayers. Text number 1. Sri Narada Uvacha Evam Suradayas Sarve Evam Suradayas Sarve ब्रह्म रुद्र पुरस्सरा ब्रह्म रुद्र पुरस्सरा नोपैतुम् अशकन् मन्यो नोपैतुम् अशकन् मन्यो संरम्भं सुदुरासदम् संरम्भं सुदुरासदम् संरम्भं सुदुरासदम् श्रीनारदोवाच एवं सुरादयः सर्वे नोपैतुमशकन् मन्यु संरम्भं सुदुरासदम् श्रीनारद उवाच एवं सुरादयः सर्वे ब्रह्मरुद्रपुरासरा नोपैतुमशकन् मन्यु संरम्भं सुदुरासदम् श्रीनारद उवाच एवं सुरादयः सर्वे ब्रह्मरुद्रपुरःसरा नोपैतुमशकन् मन्यु संरम्भं सुदुरासदम्
मातुजीस्
श्रीनारद उवाच एवं सुरादयः सर्वे ब्रह्म रुद्रपुरासरा नोपैतुमशकान् मन्यो संरम्भं सुदुरासदम् श्रीनारद उवाच एवं सुरादयः सर्वे ब्रह्म रुद्रपुराधना नोपैतुमशकान् मन्यु संरम्भं सुदुरासदम् श्रीनारद उवाच
द ग्रेट् सेण्ट्लि सेड् सेज् नारद मुनि सेड्
एवं दस् सुर आदयः
द ग्रूप्स् आफ् डेमिगाड्स्
सर्वे
आल्
ब्रह्मरुद्रपुरासरा represented by Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. Na, not. Upaitum, to go before the Lord. Ashakan, able. Manyu, manyu samrambam. In a completely angry mood. Sudurasadam, very difficult to approach. Lord Narsingadeva. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The great Saint Narad Muni continued, the demigods headed by Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and other great demigods dared not come forward before the Lord, who at that time was extremely angry. Translation, please repeat. The great Saint Narad Muni continued. The demigods headed by Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva and other great demigods dared not come forward before the Lord, who at that time was extremely angry. Purport. Srila Narottama Das Thakura has sung in his Prema Bhakti Chandrika, Krodha Bhakta Dveshi Jane. Anger should be used to punish a demon who is envious of devotees.
Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada and Matsarya, lust, anger, greed, illusion, pride and envy, all have their proper use for the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His devotee. A devotee of the Lord cannot tolerate blasphemy of the Lord or His other devotees, and the Lord also cannot tolerate blasphemy of a devotee. Thus Lord Narasimhadeva was so very angry that the great demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva and even the goddess of fortune, who is Lord's constant companion, could not pacify him even after offering prayers of glorification and praise. No one was able to pacify the Lord in his anger, but because the Lord was willing to exhibit his affection for Prahlad Maharaja, all the demigods and others present before the Lord pushed Prahlad Maharaj forward to pacify him. I'll quickly read through the summary of this chapter, being the beginning of the chapter. As related in this chapter, Prahlad Maharaja, following the order of Lord Brahma, pacified the Lord when the Lord was extremely angry after having killed Hiranyakashipu. After Hiranyakashipu was killed, the Lord continued to be very angry, and the demigods headed by Lord Brahma could not pacify him. Even Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, the constant companion of Narayan, could not dare come forward before Lord Narasimhadeva. Then Lord Brahma asked Prahlad Maharaja to go forward and pacify the Lord's anger. Prahlad Maharaja, being confident of the affection of his master, Lord Narasimhadeva, was not afraid at all. He very gravely appeared before the Lord's lotus feet and offered him respectful obeisances. Lord Narasimhadeva, being very much affectionate toward Prahlad Maharaj, put his hand on Prahlada's head, and because of being personally touched by the Lord, Prahlad Maharaja immediately achieved Brahma Jnana, spiritual knowledge. Thus he offered his prayers to the Lord in full spiritual knowledge and full devotional ecstasy. The instructions given by Prahlad Maharaj in the form of his prayers are as follows. Prahlad said, "I am not proud of being able to offer prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I simply take shelter of the mercy of the Lord, for without devotion one cannot appease him. One cannot please the Supreme Personality of Godhead simply by dint of high parentage or great opulence, learning, austerity, penance or mystic power. Indeed, these are never pleasing to the Supreme Lord, for nothing can please him but pure devotional service. Even if a non-devotee is a Brahmana qualified with the 12 Brahmanical symptoms, he cannot be very dear to the Lord, whereas if a person born in a family of dog-eaters is a devotee, the Lord can accept his prayers. The Lord does not need anyone's prayers, but if a devotee offers his prayers to the Lord, the devotee benefits greatly. Ignorant persons born in low families, therefore, can sincerely offer heartfelt prayers to the Lord, and the Lord will accept them. As soon as one offers his prayers to the Lord, he is immediately situated on the Brahman platform. Lord Narasimhadeva appeared for the benefit of all human society, not only for Prahlada's personal benefit. The fierce form of Lord Narasimhadeva may appear most awful to a non-devotee, but to the devotee, the Lord is always affectionate, as he is in other forms. Conditioned life in the material world is actually extremely fearful. Indeed, a devotee is not afraid of anything else. Fear of material existence is due to false ego. Therefore, the ultimate goal of life for every living entity is to attain the position of being servant of the servant of the Lord. The miserable condition of the living entities in the material world can be remedied only by the mercy of the Lord. Although there are so-called material protectors like Lord Brahma and other demigods, or even one's own father, they are unable to do anything if one is neglected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, one who has fully taken shelter of the Lord's lotus feet can be saved from the onslaught of material nature. Therefore, every living entity should be unattracted by material so-called happiness and should take shelter of the Lord by all means. That is the mission of human life. To be attracted by sense gratification is simply foolish. Whether one is a devotee of the Lord or is a non-devotee does not depend on one's birth in a high or low family. Even Lord Brahma and the goddess of fortune cannot achieve the full favor of the Lord, whereas a devotee can very easily attain such devotional service. The Lord's mercy is bestowed equally upon everyone, regardless of whether one is high or low. Because Prahlad Maharaj was blessed by Narad Muni, Prahlad became a great devotee. The Lord always saves the devotee from impersonals and voids. The Lord is present in everyone's heart as a super soul to give the living being protection and all benefits. Thus the Lord acts sometimes as a killer and sometimes as a protector. One should not accuse the Lord for any discrepancies. It is His plan, and we see varieties of life within this material world. All of them are ultimately His mercy. Although the entire cosmic manifestation is non-different, the material world is nonetheless different from the spiritual world. Only by the mercy of the Supreme Lord can one understand how the wonderful material nature acts. For example, although Lord Brahma appeared from the lotus seat that had grown from the abdomen of Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, he could not understand what to do after his appearance. He was attacked by two demons, Madhu and Kaitaba, who took away Vedic knowledge, but the Lord killed them and entrusted to Lord Brahma the Vedic knowledge. Thus the Lord appears in every millennium in the societies of demigods, human beings, animals, saints and aquatics. All such incarnations are meant to protect the devotees and kill the demons. But this killing and protecting does not reflect any sense of partiality on the part of the Supreme Lord. The conditioned soul is always attracted by the external energy. Therefore, he is subjected to lust and greed, and he suffers under the conditions of material nature. The Lord's causeless mercy toward his devotee is the only means by which to get out of material existence. Anyone engaged in glorifying the Lord's activities is always unafraid of this material world, whereas one who cannot glorify the Lord in that way is subjected to all lamentation. Those interested in silently worshipping the Lord in solitary places may be eligible for liberation themselves, but a pure devotee is always aggrieved to see others suffering. Therefore, not caring for his own liberation, he always engages in preaching by glorifying the Lord. Prahlad Maharaja, therefore, had tried to deliver his class friends by preaching and had never remained silent. Although being silent, observing austerities and penances, learning the Vedic literature, undergoing ritualistic ceremonies, living in a solitary place and performing japa and transcendental meditation are approved means of liberation, they are meant for non-devotees or for cheaters who want to live at the expense of others. A pure devotee, however, being freed from all such deceptive activities, is able to see the Lord face to face. The atomic theory of the composition of the cosmic manifestation is not factual. The Lord is the cause of everything, and therefore He is the cause of this creation. One should therefore always in devotional service by offering, engage in devotional service by offering respectful obeisances to the Lord, offering prayers, working for the Lord, worshipping the Lord in the temple, always remembering the Lord and always hearing about His transcendental activities. Without these six kinds of activities, one cannot attain to devotional service. Prahlad Maharaj thus offered his prayers to the Supreme Lord, begging for His mercy at every step. Lord Narsingadeva was pacified by Prahlad Maharaja's prayers and wanted to give him benedictions by which Prahlad could procure all kinds of material facilities. Prahlad Maharaj, however, was not misled by material facilities. Rather, he wanted to remain always a servant of the servant of the Lord.
Om jnana chimirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshuran militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha nama om vishnu padaya krishna prashtaya bhutale shrimate bhakti vedanta swamin iti namine namaste saraspati devi gauravani pracharine nirvishesha shunyavadi paschatya deshatarine jai shri krishna chaitanya prabho nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Karodi Vachalam Pangam Langai Te Girum Yat Kripatamaham Mande Shri Gurum Dinadharinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishvaram Katanchana Smrite Yasmin Dushkaram Sukaram Bhavedu Smrite Viparitam Syat Shri Chaitanya Namamitam
Translation, I'll repeat one more time here. The great Saint Narad Muni continued, the demigods headed by Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva and other great demigods dared not come forward before the Lord, who at that time was extremely angry. So in the previous chapter, towards the end of the previous chapters, we were discussing about how Lord Narsingadev vanquished, killed, slayed Hiranyakashipu, and then sat on his throne, the huge throne that was built by Hiranyakashipu. Then upon that wonderful pastime, all the demigods, they were all very jubilant because this great demon was vanquished. Because literally this demon had conquered all the three worlds and was causing so much of hassle to all the followers of the path of religion. So all the demigods and all the saintly people were very, very happy and blissful. They all wanted to see this wonderful form of the Lord. So they started coming one by one after the other, headed by Lord Brahma. So they all came one after the other, and then they were singing the glories and praise of Lord Narsingadeva, starting from Lord Brahma, then Lord Shiva, then Indra, and so many other different demigods like Vidyadharas, Kinnaras, Charanas, Manus. All these great personalities came and offered prayers to pacify the Lord. But in spite of all these great stalwarts trying to pacify the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Lord Narsingadev, Narsingadev was still very angry. He could not be pacified by these beautiful prayers. So this anger is also a wonderful quality of the Lord. So he used the quality of anger to vanquish the demon Hiranyakashipu. So we have heard in the past many occasions a Bengali saying, Rake Krishna Mareke, Mare Krishna Rakeke. If the Lord decides to kill someone, nobody can protect him. And if the Lord decides to protect someone, nobody can kill him. So this is a very good example, this particular Lila, a very good example to describe this particular saying. Hiranyakashipu thought by smartly asking different combinations, permutations of prayers, he thought he has become immortal. But Lord took a form which could not be thought of by Hiranyakashipu. That is the beauty of the Lord. He can take any form at any time, under any circumstance.
And he wanted to protect his devotee Prahlad. So in spite of Hiranyakashipu's endeavor to put Prahlad into different challenging situations to kill Prahlad Maharaj, it could not fructify because of the fact that Prahlad was always in a prayerful mood towards the Lord, because he has been a devotee right from his womb, because of the specific instructions, special instructions given by Narad Muni. So what we can understand from this entire episode is, as long as we are attached to the lotus feet of the Lord in a prayerful mood with faith and devotion, we would not come across any kind of great calamities. Even if it comes as a token symptom and then it goes away. So Lord Narasimhadeva used his anger. There is a difference between the Lord's anger and our anger. We get angry if somebody sneezes next to us. If somebody sneezes, immediately we get angry. What kind of person he is? Doesn't have any manners at all. He's sneezing without covering his face and things like that. We immediately get angry. If in a crowded place somebody just pushes here and there, then immediately we get angry. Oh, this is too much. I can't tolerate this. We get angry. For every sneeze and every nudge and push, we get angry. But doesn't make any value. There is no value for this anger. So we all should know how to use anger, how to use different qualities in the service of the Lord. So the Lord's activities are always transcendental, as we have seen in Bhagavad Gita, Janma Karma Chame Divyam. Everything is Divyam, everything is transcendental. But the moment we try to imitate, oh, Lord did this, I will also do this, then it becomes a mockery. So there was one one Brahman, old Brahman. So he was performing yajnas. So wherever he goes to perform yajnas, he carries one small assistant, young assistant. So in that particular village, a lot of rats were there in and around that village. So this Brahman, whenever he goes for performing yajna, he carries one cat with him and ties the cat around the in one corner. So this boy who was following, he was thinking, okay, this is part of the ritual. Whenever there is a yajna, there should be a cat. He was just blindly following. So like that, he carried on this ritual to the next generation also. So we can't blindly follow anything. Lord can do something, we cannot do the same thing. We have to know what is the reason, how we can do, what we can do. So, if one has to enter into the spiritual world, the Vaikuntha planet or Goloka planet, one has to be extremely pure. Unless one is fully pure, one cannot enter into the spiritual world. But unfortunately, we are full of impurities in this material world. So your Prabhupada says,
how we are affected by kama, krodha, lobha, moga, mada and matsarya.
So this world is full of these six aspects. And Prabhupada also has mentioned in so many different places how we can make a proper use of all these different aspects in the service of Lord Krishna. So here we will see how we can go into a little bit of detail about kama and krodha in today's discussion. See, kama, we all know it is lust. So in Bhagavad Gita, in the third chapter, Krishna explains about kama. So he says, Dushpurena analena cha. Any amount of endeavor we do to satisfy our kama, it will keep on increasing. It's like pouring fuel to the fire. It keeps on increasing. It's very, very, it's next to impossibility to satisfy this lusty desires, the sense gratification. So unless one tries to utilize this desire, we cannot be desireless. Prabhupada clearly says that we cannot be desireless. We all have desires. So how we can dovetail our desire in the service of the Lord, that is the question. So as long as we are always thinking about sense gratification, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Dhyayato Vishayan Pumsa Sangaste Shubhajayate Sangat Sanjayate Kama. So the root cause of all these things is contemplating on the objects of the senses. So when these desires are not properly fulfilled, that leads to anger. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is mentioned what is kama and what is lust and what is love. So it is said, Atmendriya Preeti Vancha Tare Bali Kama Krishnendriya Preeti Icha Dare Prema Nama. So when, as long as our activities are directed towards sense gratification, that is lust. As long as our activities are directed towards satisfying the senses of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is love. So Rupa Goswami in many places has said, and Prabhupada has quoted in many places about Anukulyena Sankalpa Pratikulasya Varjina. Anukulasya Sankalpa Pratikulasya Varjina. So accept everything that is favorable for Krishna's service and reject everything that is not favorable for Krishna's service. So that should be the guiding principle for us to go through. So how the devotees in the past have engaged, how they have overcome the lust, how they have transformed the lust into devotional service, we can see, we can discuss a couple of examples. So we all know the pastime of Haridas Thakur, Namacharya Haridas Thakur. He was chanting the holy names of the Lord. Some envious people, envious brahmanas, they want to disturb him, bring some ill names to him. So they hired a prostitute to disturb Haridas Thakur. So Haridas Thakur constantly chanted, asked this prostitute to wait. Then he was chanting. By hearing this chanting, the prostitute who had the lusty intention, she was transformed into a devotee by hearing from the pure devotee like Haridas Thakur. So we also know a beautiful pastime when Krishna, Balram and all his friends were entering Mathura. So the hunchback lady, what's her name? Kubja. So Kubja, she was kicked by Lord Krishna on her hip, she became normal and she became so beautiful. Then she got an intense desire to have Krishna. So that particular desire is also, because it's towards Krishna, Krishna fulfilled that desires. So it became transformed. So like that we have many examples. Just to quote one more, when Srila Prabhupada was in the West, one person was in the jail. So in the jail dustbin he saw a cover page of Back to Godhead magazine. So he saw there, then he saw Prabhupada's picture, and Prabhupada was wearing a gold watch. So he had intense desire, yes, I want to get this gold watch. So as soon as he got released from the jail, he took the address and then he was searching, he went there. I don't know, it happened in the West or in India, I don't recollect. Eh? It's in Bombay, sorry. Yeah, just got mixed up. So he looked for the address and went to Bombay. Then there Giriraj Maharaj was there.
Then he went to ask for Prabhupada. So Maharaj said, no, he is not here. You can stay here for some time and then he will come back. So he was given prasad, he was given a place to stay. And then he was asked to shave his head. He didn't mind because his intense desire to acquire this golden watch. So he stayed there. Then he was so restless. He immediately wanted to meet Prabhupada. So he again went to Giriraj Maharaj. Maharaj, I want to meet Prabhupada. Can I go to Hyderabad? That time Prabhupada was in Hyderabad. So he was given some money to go to Hyderabad. So he went to Hyderabad. He went there and paid obeisances. Then Prabhupada immediately asked him, what do you want? So this person said, I want your golden watch. So immediately he gave golden watch. No, I don't want this. No, I want to steal your golden watch. Now you have given this. No, I don't want that. So Prabhupada said, no, you keep it. So he took that golden watch. So from that time he became more sincere devotee. There is a continuation to the story further. I will not go into the detail of that. So the point is, so all these desires for sense gratification can be transformed into devotional service when we direct it properly and intelligently. The desire is same, but the desire can be, the intent of the desire could be changed when we are in the association of devotees. So this unfulfilled material desires lead to krodha, anger. So when we become angry, actually we do not know. When we have become very angry, we do not know what we are doing. We really don't know. Bhagavad Gita Krishna has said long time back, what happens? Krodha bhavati sammoha, sammoha smriti vibhrama. Smriti brahmashad buddhi nasha, buddhi nasha pranashyati. When we get into angry mood, they are fully covered with illusion. We don't know what we are doing. After some time somebody comes and says, oh, did I say really this? I don't know. One time when I was a small boy, our family is a relatively bigger family. I have two elder brothers, two elder sisters, father, mother. So I was a small boy, about 8th or 9th grade. I was studying that time. There was a big fight between me and my brother. So we were so intensely fighting, I started taking the shoes and throwing on him. So after some time, my mother called me and then she told me, you know what you did? You're throwing the shoes on your elder brother. Then I realized, no, I didn't do that. I didn't realize that I was doing that. So when we get into this angry mood, we totally forget what we are doing. I'm sure some of you might be having this kind of experience. If you don't have that experience, don't ever wish that you should have that experience. So the scriptures tell us how we can use this anger in the service of the Lord. So we have the great example of the great devotee of Lord Ramachandra, Hanumanji. So he was sent as a messenger to Lanka. So when Ravan and his ministers and so many other different demons saw Hanuman, they started calling him names. Hey, you monkey, this, that, so many things he was called names. But he was keeping quiet. Because all these things are only against him. He was not angry. But here, in our situation, if somebody calls, hey, you are very bad, immediately we get angry. How can you say that I am bad? I am so-and-so, so-and-so person, I am a manager, I am a managing director, this, that. How can you call me names? Immediately we get angry. But here, Hanuman being a great devotee of the Lord, he was not angry because he was insulted. No, he was patiently waiting, tolerating. He was tolerating everything. But the moment Ravan started blaspheming his master, Lord Ramachandra, immediately became angry. So he burned the entire Lanka. That is the exhibition of his anger in devotional service. In the Bhagavad Gita also, in Mahabharata, we have seen how Lord Krishna incited anger in Arjuna to fight. There Arjuna was very angry and then he fought this battle. He was using that quality of anger in the service of the Lord. So like that we have seen many instances in the history and our scriptures, how each and every quality like this can be utilized in the service of Krishna. So only by that process we can purify ourselves. Without attaching to Krishna, we cannot purify ourselves. We may be so many, we may have so many learned qualities, so many skills, so many technological advancements we may have made, but if these do not attract us towards Krishna, Bhagavatam says it is Shama Evahi Kevalam. Vishwakshena dharma swanishtita pumsaha vishwakshena katasoyaha not padayed yadiratim shrama evahi kevalam. If does that not attract rati, attraction towards Krishna, all these wonderful qualities are just waste of time, useless labor. So here Prabhupada makes a beautiful statement. A devotee of the Lord cannot tolerate blasphemy of the Lord or his other devotees, and the Lord also cannot tolerate blasphemy of a devotee. So Krishna does not tolerate the blasphemy of his devotees. Krishna treats everybody equally, but he does not tolerate his devotees being blasphemed at any point in time. So we have seen in Bhagavatam about the great King Ambarish Maharaj was blasphemed by another great sage. Who is that? Durvasa Muni. When Lord was very disturbed on seeing his devotee being blasphemed, he immediately sent his Sudarshan Chakra. When Sudarshan Chakra was chasing Durvasa Muni, Durvasa Muni went to different personalities. Brahma, Lord Shiva, then he went to Lord, the Supreme Lord himself, but Supreme Lord said, no, I can't help you. You have to take the mercy of the devotee, then only you will be protected. Then he went, came and fell down at the feet of Ambarish Maharaj. So Lord does not tolerate even a moment his devotee is being blasphemed. Similar such incidents, past time we have seen in the life of Jagai Madai. Jagai Madai were very blasphemous towards Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur. And Nityananda was hurt, some blood was coming out. Then immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent his Sudarshan Chakra to vanquish. But because of the pleading of Nityananda Prabhu, Jagai and Madai were protected and subsequently delivered. So like this we can understand the Lord do not tolerate. And at the same time, devotees also, they do not tolerate blasphemy about the Supreme Lord. They do not tolerate the blasphemy of the other devotees. So we have another beautiful verse in Srimad Bhagavatam which says, Tattenukampam Susamikshamano. Susamikshamano means they are waiting in hope. They are waiting, patiently waiting. They are going through all the reverses as the mercy of the Lord. They are tolerating everything, but they do not tolerate one thing, that is blasphemy against other devotees. So it is very important for us to meditate and understand. So like this, Narsingadeva appeared there, and then Lord Prahlad Maharaj was pushed. I was hearing one lecture by Devamrita Swami Maharaj. So he's mentioning there, when all the great demigods, they tried, or Brahma tried to pacify, Lord Shiva tried to pacify, then Indra, then so many Manus, and so many different people tried to pacify, they were offering their prayers, but they could not pacify. Finally they sent the goddess of fortune, Mahalakshmi, with the constant companion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But she could not even pacify the Supreme Lord. Then our Prahlad, Brahma asked Prahlad, "You please go, all because of you only, because of your father, all these things. So you please go and pacify." So Prahlad was very confident. He was not afraid. Why he should be afraid? He knows that who is there in front of me is my Supreme Father. Why should I be afraid? So devotees are never ever afraid of any situation. So Prahlad went forward, offered his prayers, offered his obeisances first, and subsequent verses we will see in the future. Upon being touched by the Lord on his head, Prahlad started, he got the Brahmajnana and started offering a lot of prayers, glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So just to conclude about being afraid, I'll just narrate a small story and then we'll conclude with that. So there was one family, old grandfather, grandmother and their granddaughter were traveling in an airplane. And then next to that girl was sitting another old man, he's a fellow passenger. So they were traveling in a plane and then suddenly they came across a huge turbulence and then the flight was going like this and then all of them were praying, "Oh Jesus Christ," then somebody is "Allahu Akbar," then somebody is "Hari Bol, Hare Krishna." So many different people were praying in different ways. But this girl was nicely, she was just coloring some paper and she was very quiet and calm, serene. In the entire flight, she's the only one who is not disturbed at all. So after some time, the plane came to a halt. What they call a belly landing or something like that. Then they came. Then this old man who was sitting next to asked this girl, "Are you not afraid? All of us were so disturbed. We were all praying. You are not disturbed. You are happily doing your coloring work without being disturbed. How is it?" Then she said, "My father is a pilot there. The pilot is my father, so I have faith in my father that he will take care of the situation." So similarly, if we understand that our life, day-to-day aspect of our life, every aspect of our life, if we keep Lord Krishna as the driver, he is the one who is guiding us, we are following just whatever he says, then we need not be afraid of any situation. All the reverses will be properly taken care by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna. If you have any specific comments, we have 5 minutes time, or any questions, if I can answer, I will try and answer. Hare Bol. Yes, Mataji. Can you use the mic? So when we hear the blasphemy of the devotees, Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami says there are 3 different ways we can deal with the situation. One is to give proper arguments. Okay. Firstly, we should see whether we have the authority to make such arguments. Secondly, if we have that, then we can deal with the situation by proper arguments, intelligent arguments, to nullify the situation. The second is, if you are not capable of that, then we have to move away from that place. And third, the third is to cutting the tongue of the other person, which is not not practical. So all we can do is put forth proper arguments and then go to our seniors and then say, "This can be dealt with in a different way. Could you please advise?" Instead of me taking things on our own hands, we can deal with that in such a way, right?
Yeah.
So I've seen some dogs barking at the sun. Huh? The sun do not come and fight back with the dogs. So sun has its position. Sun will not do anything. So we can handle things in a different way, in a more intelligent way, so that we are not affected in any way when we are going into this kind of a challenge, meeting this kind of a challenge. Yeah? Thank you. Yes, Prabhuji.
I've come to myself to experience that anger is a mechanical thing. The reason why we get angry, but there's also a mechanical way how we can suppress anger, and that's by just breathing properly. So anger can be just suppressed by taking a good breath of the air and stepping back.
Yeah, but we cannot totally avoid anger, because anger is part of our life. I do agree we can manage anger better by proper breathing process or taking a step back, remaining calm. My teacher used to advise me when I was in school, okay, count 10 before you say, when you are angry, count 10. 1. Meditate on those numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4. Something like what you said. So we can, and then we can quieten ourselves a little bit, calm ourselves, and then we can deal with the situation. But again, yeah, please.
I also have a question about blessing your devotees, because sometimes senior devotees come and say, oh, you should be careful of this devotee because he is like this and like this. And how should we react to it? Because you can't just walk away, but is it good to hear this blessing at the same time also makes you lose faith in like the association? And like, because of course everybody has faults, nobody can be perfect, so how can we find a balance?
So it is also recommended we should keep ourselves quite busy in devotional service, don't allow others to come and speak to us in a casual way, say. So we should avoid such people who come and speak to us, right? So one of the important thing about this blasphemy, Vaishnava Aparad, the cause of Vaishnava Aparad is Asat Sangha, devotee, non-devotee association. Because of that, we have the pride and all those things come in. Asat Sangha means we have different type of Asat Sanghas are there. We have Jnani, Yogis, Atheists, devotees in the form of gossiping, so many different things. So we have to choose whom we associate with. So we have to be very careful whom we associate with. So wherever we are getting more advancement, then with that devotees we should associate. Sometimes we do happen some in the mode of caution, some devotees come over, don't do like this, devotee is like that. But we should take extra care by not reacting to that situation, but to focus more on our own devotional service by focusing on our sadhana and things like that. Yeah? Yes, Prabhu. Yeah, there is no, actually there is no contradiction. Envy can also be used in service of Krishna. For example, we have a pastime where Viraja was attracting Krishna more, Then Krishna came to Viraja, and then Srimati Radharani was feeling little, oh, Krishna is going away from me. Then she was not feeling envy, but she was trying to attract Krishna in a different way by improving her standard of attraction. So there's a transcendental competition going on. But here, our competition in the material world is by pulling down others. Right? For example, I have heard a story, in a ship there was full of crabs. Different countries' crabs were put together. And most of the countries' crabs, I'm not mentioning the name of the country, otherwise it will create some issues. Different countries' crabs were escaping because one was helping the other, then everybody, all the crabs got into the sea. But one country's crab, very much intact. All the crabs were very much intact in that basket. Because when one crab was trying to go up, the other crab was pulling it down. That is a material situation. But in spiritual aspects, if somebody is doing something better than the other person, oh, he is doing better, then let me try to do the best. So he goes one step forward. That's the spiritualization of envy. That's how Srimati Radharani and Viraja were having competition, their spiritual competition. So like, for example, in the book distribution marathon, we'll see, oh, Delhi is going first, so let's also do, Mayapur is also going first by improving their strategies, not by obstructing others' improvements. So that's how we can... Yes, Prabhuji. Very much.
Shrimad Bhagavatam Granthraj ki jai, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo.
Somebody ever attacks you, or whatever they do, don't bite, don't kill, don't